Thank you for listening to the LA Catholic Morning Podcast. To help us broadcast all the good, true, and beautiful, please go to our support page on archangelradio.com.
Welcome to the Archangel Radio Spring Pledge Drive, hosted by the Director of the Office of Family Life and Evangelization for the Mobile Archdiocese, Pat Ahrensberg. Throughout our pledge drive, we'll hear from various priests throughout the Archdiocese, as well as Catholic radio personalities from EWTN and Relevant Radio. Our pledge drive goal is $85,000, and we need your pledges so we can continue our mission of evangelization. The phone lines are open, so call or text now with your pledge to 251-928-2111. That's 251-928-2111. You can also email your pledge to office@archangelradio.com. That's office@archangelradio.com. And now, your host, Pat Ahrensberg.
Sandwiches.
They don't sell wings.
Good morning. Welcome to day two of the Archangel Radio Spring Pledge Drive. What a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Inside. Yeah,
being inside where it's dry. It's
the alternate
air conditioned.
Studio.
It's very comfortable. Hey, we have a big day ahead of us, but we want to start with prayer. Father Williams is going to be our first guest. Father, would you lead us in prayer,
Absolutely.
Please?
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you give us in our lives. We thank you for the gift of Archangel Radio, 1410, 94.5 FM, and just how it brings us all that is good, true, and beautiful. We thank you for all of those that work here, our volunteers, our workers, that make this possible, and our board, all those people that really work so hard to give us what is good, true, and beautiful. And we ask God's blessing to descend upon all of us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank our sponsor, Ike's Beach Service, for over 30 years from Fort Morgan to Perdido Key, supplying chair rentals, umbrellas, parasailing, and more. Visit them at ikesbeachservice.com or call 251-948-3757.
So a great day yesterday, Ellen. I got to tell you, one of the things I love about Archangel Radio is how it can shine a spotlight onto awesome things. So it's, the Universal Church, we're shining the light on the beauty of the faith, the beauty of the freedom of the gospel. But in a local way, we highlight things that are happening here. And yesterday, there was just a parade of great priests coming through. We got to visit with, starting with the Archbishop, Father Pat Ahrensberg.
That name is familiar.
I know.
Vaguely familiar. Father Andrew Jones called in. Father Gabe Mills was here. Father Driscoll came over. Father Napolitano. I mean, it's just like star after star coming through. We are so blessed in this archdiocese, and I'm so thankful that we're able to air, that so many of these guys are on the air, that they're given a platform to speak and to proclaim the gospel, and what a good thing. And I'm just thankful for the last 10 years of all the many gifts that people have given, so that those voices could be heard, and ask you to continue to give at 251-928-2111. We do the pledge drive twice a year.
Yes.
And that's an important part of funding this station.
Yeah, I will just catch all of our listeners up to date, because people always ask, or they text or send us emails, how'd you do? So yesterday we ended the day at 17,565, a good day. We've had better. And today will be better because we always have ebbs and flows of a three-day of pledge drive. Our total goal is $85,000. We have confidence that God will provide what the station needs to operate. If you're wondering, people saw online yesterday, we had our great outdoor studio, the cornhole games, and a lot of fun going on. We had to build a temporary studio inside for today's guests. I imagine we're going to end up in here most of the day, but day three looks like it's going to be better, and we'll be back outside. We actually even took the tents down last night. We didn't know how windy it was going to get, but luckily it was not bad over here, but it still is raining. So if you come over, we've got a green room set up next door to the room where we are broadcasting the pledge drive, so you can pop your head in. You can share in some fellowship. We moved the games inside. We also have taken all of the books we have received. We get a lot of books from publishers, Catholic publishers, and we put them on a bookshelf in the green room. And any of our listeners can come by and take any books that they want. We've been blessed. We've got such an array of good Catholic books, CDs. We've got free CDs over here. I think even some DVDs, if people still use those. So come on by. Just enter into the doorway, and then off to the right in the former space that was 4 p.m. media, which Father Steve was quite surprised when he walked in, and he's like, oh, you guys are spreading out. But we need a little bit of space just to, for social distancing. We can put everybody in the studio. So we've kind of set up Studio B, Father D, Father Steve.
It was emergency and surprise.
Yes.
And yeah, we haven't done anything with this space just yet. We're in the planning stage.
So Father Steve's going to come on in a moment because he's got some good news to share with us. But just want to remind everyone, it's your pledges that keep us on the air. So with a pledge of any amount, you're going to be registered for the Fish River Sunset Cruise, where you'll motor on up to Big Daddy's and have dinner for four as well. And that is just a drawing we're doing for anybody who calls in a pledge of any amount during this time. And, of course, our bedrock, in appreciation of all those donors that can give at the 1410 level and higher, we're going to have a beautiful dinner at the home of Gary and Terry Coles on Friday, June 11th. And our speaker is going to be John Martinoni. He is from EWTN, Open Line Mondays, and he's a great apologist from the Birmingham area. He's going to come down and speak to us all. So that's kind of some things to get you going this morning. But Father Steve brings good news and lots of papers.
I've got some pledges here. Mm-hmm. So let's get started. That's the reason why we're here, right? Mm-hmm. So thank God for all those people that pledged. So a few people, so they may or may not be able to get up quite this early. So they dropped off a pledge or two before, and so we appreciate it. So first one is Sam and his wife Debbie, and so thank you, Sam, for such a wonderful gift.
Thank you, Sam.
Harriet, and just again, wonderful gift from Harriet.
Thank you.
Got a gift from her sister Catherine. So what wonderful gift that is. Got a great gift from David, and so David, thank you for your gift.
Thank you, David.
Father Steve is organized.
Pam Allen, These are what's interesting is so you had a chance to tell me whether you've given before or you haven't, and it's about 50-50 here.
Really?
So that's good. That means hey, there's some new listeners. Not only new listeners, but new people that are pledging to us, and so we appreciate that, and we really do appreciate all that. Dottie and Richard, they are faithful supporters. As a matter of fact, that's our first 1410.
All right.
How about that?
That is really nice.
And they're a sweet couple, and we just appreciate what they do. And they'll be coming, joining us down at the Coles to listen to, who is it, John Martinoni?
John Martinoni is going to be speaking.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Let's pray that June 11th's not too hot, so
Gary and Terry will be setting up those fans, right?
Exactly. So it'll be fun. Dennis and Marguerite, wonderful pledge. So we appreciate them here. Mm-hmm. Mike Serta, nice pledge. I love the pledges that are monthly.
Yes.
I like the one time. Obviously, any amount. And what a difference all of this together makes.
Yes.
Small amounts. But the ones that are monthly, it's like, Mother Angelica used to be good about saying, hey, put us in between your power bill and your rent, and just slip that in, and it's monthly, and, just a little bit really does make a huge difference or whatever. So Paula, another good one. So we appreciate Paula. So John, got a good gift from John. So lots of gifts here.
You've got quite the stack there.
I know, he did. It's like he went around and collected.
Well, no. A few people just didn't quite want to get up early this morning.
To call.
But if you're, so I said, okay, you don't have to. You can just drop it off. And so they dropped it off.
If you're listening to Father Steve and you didn't get to hand him a sheet before the show, you can call your pledge in now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we've got a few of those, too.
Yeah, they brought them in. We'll do those after the break. The number is 251-928-2111.
Yeah, and the biggest hour yesterday was, I think, Christ the King with $7,000. So that we have a goal to reach here.
I like your competitiveness.
I'm just saying. I have a goal.
He's just saying.
Well, I want to beat Christ the King.
We have to be frank, though. Yeah. I don't know of anyone in the Archdiocese, in the Presbyterate, who is more connected to Archangel Radio than you.
Well, not necessarily more. I was on the board for 12 years, and I enjoyed it immensely. But with St. Michael, and really trying to be real involved in St. Michael, and I love, the students over at St. Michael. I'm chaplain, one of the many chaplains over there, but would just love to get involved.
But I'm talking about the history. I'm talking about the history of it. Like, when this first started, I mean, when was the first time you heard that they wanted to start Catholic radio?
Oh, 15 years ago, they had a meeting at St. Lawrence, and I'm just walking through, you know, just walking through to seeing what's going on in the building, all the different meetings going on, and there was, they had a guest speaker from Atlanta. Really, really dynamic.
Probably
person.
Kate Self.
Yeah. And I just was walking through and listening to her talk about Catholicism and what's going on with the church and all, you know, and I'm like, what's this group? And I walk in, of course, you know, Joe and Mary Lou and we got from St. Ignatius. I mean, there was a couple of people in there.
Kenny Fan.
Kenny Fan, you know, in there. And so they said, sit down, Father, sit down.
I was just walking through.
I got snagged into it.
And to be honest with you, I mean, we met every week. You remember, me coming and going, okay, another weekly meeting. And you know, I don't know how people understand so much, but there is a time not too long ago that I had meetings 7 nights a week, every single night. Because you think about it, you have an education committee meeting, you have a finance council meeting, you have a parish council meeting. I mean, you have a welcome committee meeting, you have a receptions committee meeting, you have, I mean, think how many meetings you have.
Liturgy
you
committee.
The liturgy committee meeting.
Just throwing some more.
Mine's fun. My liturgy committee is fun. But, you know, you just think about, you know, just even if you only meet once every other month, you know, all these meetings. So I was like, I don't know, I need another meeting, a weekly meeting. And, you know, not an hour would have been good. We didn't get out of there an hour. And so I was, but I was happy. I was so happy.
Did you think it was going to happen, though?
I did.
Because when Kenny Fan came to me before or right after 8 o'clock Mass at St. Ignatius and handed me a pamphlet, I looked at it and I said, oh, this would be nice, but I just didn't see it happening.
Yeah, at the time that we were building the tower and we had a very difficult time building the tower. I honestly can remember saying to myself, hey, is there some steel that I could lift? Can we get a bunch of people to lift this steel? I mean, because it was really frustrating at one time because we didn't know where to put the tower and how to get the tower, and it all happened. And it's crazy. Here we are, September, we were 11, 12 years, the tower has been up and we've been broadcasting. So it's just a beautiful, and it's so beautiful. And I run into a lot of people and, you know, I just run into a lot of people that used to say, I heard you on the radio, because I was on the radio for quite a few years too. But again, you know, as it is in all of our lives, other interests, Holy Spirit Hall is a retreat center for youth opening up down where Camp Cullen used to be. And I'm actively involved in that. I'm on the board that, and hoping that project will move forward. You know, it is beautiful. It's beautiful. Matter of fact, the dedication for that is this Saturday at 10 o'clock. Archbishop Rohde will be there to dedicate an incredibly beautiful. And what's interesting about Holy Spirit Hall is not so much how beautiful it is, although it's beautiful, is I'm sitting there thinking of the thousands of young people that went through retreats there at Camp Cullen, where we were using a hose for a shower, which I'm sure some parents out there would be like, what? But I mean, it was, you know, I made the guys, you know, go outside, and because I mean, we literally just didn't, the plumbing was not good. This wasn't good. I mean,
I remember when you had me come down.
I had to call you a couple of times.
And I was like, dear,
I mean,
Lord,
I'm a plumber now.
How many kids do you have here?
A lot of kids. And now we have, it's just incredible. We'll have beds for every single one of them. Beautiful, beautiful bathrooms. This is crazy. But today with child protection involved, and we have to be on the highest alert of protecting our young people that we possibly can be. These showers are large showers, and of course, don't ask me how I know, because I actually got in one and can move around in it. You know, so and outside the shower is the dressing room. Attached
nice.
To each shower, so
that's,
there's no
that's
reason.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, it's no reason for young people to be changing other than in this private space. I mean, those kind of things are important, and that's what we have to do nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the days are gone that we, you know, can have, you know, so just an effort to, to really serve our young people. I'm just thinking about the air-conditioned building. You know what I mean? I mean, we, again,
a little different. A little different from 20-odd years ago.
Yeah, Father. For our listeners, when you do have an opportunity to make your way over to Sacred Heart or to Holy Spirit Hall, I mean, take advantage of seeing it. You'll just – and pray for these young people. Hundreds, thousands of young people will grow in their faith, will have a conversion experience because of the retreat that's going to be going on for our various – all our various youth ministry programs that are going on in the Archdiocese. So, you know, I was talking about St. Michael. Last Tuesday, I had an opportunity to go up to Montgomery to watch the girls and boys soccer in the second round of the playoffs. Neither one of them was successful. But, I mean, here we are with most of our programs, you know, competing with our sports programs, competing incredible number of scholarships this year, you know.
Yeah, but this is what gets me with St. Michael. It felt like just yesterday you were like, Todd, get in the car.
Yeah.
And I get in the car, and we're driving. I'm like, where are we going? He goes, I got a surprise for you.
There's nothing there.
Just and you go down land. A dirt road, mm-hmm. yeah. and there is a tractor that is farming this land. That's and I'm true. Like, why are you showing me corn?
It was farmland right before we – 104 and 181 for our Baldwin County listeners.
And you said they purchased this property. This is where the new high school is going to go. Mm-hmm. And I said, you're out of your mind.
I know. And the kids still get to look at the cows and the corn outside when they're in class, you know, look right out your rent window. See the next door neighbors farming, and so it's an incredible school. You'll see graduations in 2 weeks from tomorrow or so, the 20th. Yeah,
and so I'm amazed at how much has been handed on to us. I mean, for the faith itself, 2,000 years handed on from generation to generation.
Celebrated then, the apostles of Philip and James.
Philip
the other
and James
day.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, handed on from the apostles.
And but the other thing that's been handed on are these institutions, if you will, the St. Michael Catholic High School, Holy Spirit Hall, Archangel Radio. But the thing about having things handed on mm-hmm. is if you drop it, it breaks. Yeah. If you don't hand it on to the next generation, it voids almost everything that came before. So we ask you, please. This is a valuable asset to evangelization. We're to ask you to partner in this ministry of Catholic Radio. You can call or text or pledge into 251-928-2111 and help Father Williams win, for crying out loud.
we need a few more. It's about time to see if we got some callers calling in. So we'll definitely do that. I know, you were saying you just handed on. One of the things that Todd says, you know, all the time is he says it's got to be someone's baby. Someone has to be, you know, it has to be belong to someone. If it doesn't belong to someone, then it just kind of falls by the wayside, doesn't get taken care of, you know. And I mean, this is our baby. I mean, mm-hmm. this is important to all of us, and it makes such a difference in a lot of people's lives. Mm-hmm. So smile for the camera, Joe Roskowski, walking in, taking some pictures of us. Joe is the president of our board, Archangel mm-hmm. Radio, and we appreciate all that the board does, because you behind the scenes, a lot goes on, and we appreciate all that they do. So you want to call out a few more here?
Sure.
So Gene gave a nice donation, and so we appreciate Gene and Paul and Carol. So two of our wonderful CCD teachers and also lectors, and they just do Eucharistic ministers. So real involved in the parish. You know, that's another thing, Pat. Get involved in your parish.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Get involved in your parish. You know, Archangel Radio is nice, but without all these parishes, St. Michael's nice, Holy Spirit Hall is nice. But if there wasn't a parish to feed all of, you know, these institutions, to feed things that to really make them work, then what we'd be all of not.
So it's all about the parish.
It's all about the
Holy
parish.
Spirit Hall, St. Michael's, the radio, it all sends people to Christ in the sacraments which are in our parish.
In strong, healthy, vibrant parishes is vitally important. I think that's yesterday. I mean, as you're talking to Father Pat Ahrensberg, I think today you have Father Stephen Frizzell on, doing an absolutely wonderful job at St. Mary's. I mean, it's just incredible what's going on, you know, and it be small or large. I know, you know, Father Nick over at St. John's in Magnolia Springs, he said, I'm sitting between three large parishes. I'm okay, but isn't it awesome that we have the ability to have these small, little, nice parishes too, where the faithful is growing? So it is about the parishes and of course about the sacraments, and of course all about Jesus Christ. As we are in the middle of Easter season, moving toward Ascension Sunday.
Amen. Mm-hmm. What year did you start at McGill?
I started in 2006. So I was 2006 to 2016. 10 absolutely wonderful years at McGill-Toulin. McGill-Toulin, another great institution. So I know we have a lot of McGill-Toulin supporters out there. And so we appreciate, you know, you supporting McGill-Toulin. And
No. You started way before that.
Yeah, I think you started before that. And
oh, 96, 96 to 06. I was here at 06. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. 96 to 06, because I came here in 06.
That's right. Because you were there when I first got to St. Ignatius.
Yeah, we're all sliding decades off our
I know. Decade here.
Okay, when you started there as campus minister, I mean.
In chaplain.
What was the goal?
Well, you know, I think it's funny, and even when I came here to St. Lawrence in 2006, one of the first things I did is sit down and come up with these goals. Goals are so important. They really are important. And one of the things that I wanted to do was give every student an opportunity to have a conversion experience. You know, how important that is. In other words, it's one thing to sit here intellectually, which McGill-Toulin has done a great job intellectually feeding them. You know, but I mean, how many people do we know? You can gain the whole world and lose your life because all you did was just know it intellectually. There was not much going on in the heart. Mm-hmm. So you had to have a heart experience, you know. So it's a need for both, no question. You know, the heart and the head, intellectual knowledge. But you also have to have that passion, that desire.
So how'd you do that?
You know, so a lot of retreats because the retreat experience gets you out of the world. I mean, seriously, today, can you imagine if I said to these young people, I'm going to take your phone away for a weekend? Mm-hmm. You know, can you imagine what that would be like?
Might as well chop off their arm.
Well, because, as a matter of fact, I was talking to a couple of young people, and I said, hey, what was your screen time average, you know, last week or whatever? 20 hours. You know, a day. That's impossible. You're not awake 20 hours. You know, but that's how much the phone is being burned up. I mean, it's just being used an incredible amount. And so we take that away from them. So guess what happens? Hey, guess what happens when we ask you to be quiet, to sit in silence? You know, guess what happens? I mean, it's incredible that retreat experience. Or we do offer you an opportunity for adoration for the Blessed Sacrament. Which people just really have never had an opportunity for that, just to sit, talk with our Lord in adoration, you know. And of course, I wasn't a musician. You were, and I got you to help me do some beautiful music. But, you know, even young people came forward and said, Father, I'd like to learn how to play guitar so I can do music at adoration. You know, and I said, okay. And, you know, so they wasn't so good at first. You know, but you know what? I mean, the heart was there. And they later went on to be some incredible musicians because they really, the first and foremost, dedicated themselves to wanting to play for our Lord. And then you kind of move on, you know, from there. That's a great launching pad. So that was a great opportunity to do that. But also,
can I tell you what I thought your signature move was, Father? And that was doing the HBO Club.
Yeah.
Because you had it hiking, biking, and other.
Right.
Which, you know, you'd have a certain type of kid who would go on the retreat, and there'd be others who just weren't.
You're right.
And so the hiking, biking, other, it was like, I got to find some way. Father Steve Williams, I have to find some way to get these kids in contact with the church.
Well, particularly those who, 68% of the students at McGill-Toulin were involved in an athletic sport. Okay, so you know what my mind immediately said, right? I mean, seriously, where's the 32%? And what are we doing for the 32% that aren't involved in sports? Sports are important. I mean, are they not important? Do we not see them? Do we not see them? They are. And you'll see me at every football game, basketball game, soccer game that I can go to. You know what I mean? I love it. I really do love it. Talking to some basketball players yesterday, it's not basketball season. They were up, you know, throwing in the gym. You know, here they are off season, working real hard, okay? You know, and I was just talking to them about there's more than just the physical part. There's the emotional and spiritual part of the whole sport, too, you know, which is important. But the HBO Club got some kids out that wasn't playing any sports and still had wanted to get involved and do something at physical, you know, whether it be, you know, ultimate frisbee, disc golf. And I know sometimes people laugh at, you know, these kind of things, you know, but young people want to be involved and do something. You know, and so I gave them that opportunity. We did go hiking and biking, but there was a lot of other.
Watching you go down sliding rock.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh, dear Lord, if the priest dies, that's bad. That's really, really bad.
Anyway, and I told our preacher I'd talk a little bit about St. Lawrence, too. Because I think the parish, again, I got to the how important the parish is.
Well, we'll catch up with the parish after this break. The music's coming. It's time to get your a pledge or donation in honor of Father Steve here on the Archangel Radio Pledge Drive. We got a lot of them coming in. It's your turn next. More papers are coming in. We'll take a look at them after the break. Get your call in now to Archangel Radio Pledge Drive.
Welcome back to the Archangel Radio Spring Pledge Drive, hosted by Pat Ahrensberg. The phone lines are open, so call or text now with your pledge to 251-928-2111. That's 251-928-2111. You can also email your pledge to office@archangelradio.com. That's office@archangelradio.com. And now, here's your host, Pat Ahrensberg.
Welcome back to the Archangel Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Looking forward to a great day. And my gosh, we're inundated with pledges.
That's awesome.
Absolutely fantastic.
Awesome. We are thank you
so grateful and appreciate it. And
those phones were ringing.
They were ringing off the hooks. It's great.
I want to thank Paul and Vicky for their pledge. We got a lot of them specifically said they wanted to thank Father Steve. So we thank them very much. Beverly, thank you very much. $50. We got Jason, $180 a month.
Wow.
Can you do the math, Pat?
Yeah.
$21.60.
Thank you.
That's $21.60.
Thank you, Jason.
Look, at Father Steve's adding these numbers in his head. He's thinking, I'm surpassing Christ the King.
That's a pastor who's had to balance the budgets.
Richard, thank you for your $100 pledge. John and Cheryl, thank you for your
$200
pledge.
Thank you.
It's raining outside and it's raining inside. B, thank you very much. $100. B has been a longtime supporter.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
John and Hart, $200. Thank you. We got $300 from Doug.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Doug.
We got Ed and Beverly with $144. Thank you very much. Susan with $25. Thank you. We got Joan with $50. Thank you very much, Joan.
That's a great number of listeners. That means so much. We have so many people listening to Archangel Radio here, and it is because you're listening that we exist.
Yes.
You know, it is because you're listening. Not only your contributions, but obviously just listening to us is so vitally important, so we appreciate
it. We got someone that brought it in early and said they want it on Father Steve's Hour. $500. Thank you, Mary and Leonard. So all of coming in, plus what Father Steve brought in his hands. All of us are...
A few people dropped off a few before, you know. Was worried that this hour in the morning might be a little early. It is a little early. But what a wonderful thing that we're able to get together here. And I said I'd talk a little bit about the parish. So, you know, Pat and I were talking about how important parishes are, and they are vitally important. And I want to just, you know, remind everyone, get involved in your parish. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the word Mass means to be sent. It means to go out. It means to leave. Take how you've been nourished and leave those doors. It literally means leave the doors. And to help yourself be more educated, you know, so there's lots of ways that you can be more educated. I find even Archangel Radio, you know, my favorite is Catholic Answers. I know, I'm sure that we'll say our favorite is, John Martinoni with, what does he have open?
He has Open Line Mondays.
Open Line Mondays.
I like Al Cresta, too.
Al Cresta is just boom.
Yes.
Right there, right on top of it. You know, and so you can allow yourself to be educated. You can, when you leave the church, after you're nourished with the Eucharist, you know, then you can go out and you can interact with other people. One of the things I suggested this weekend to the parishioners was, in allowing yourself to be educated, because you're going to be questioned now about the faith more and more in depth and more delicately than you ever have been before. because today our society is philosophically has turned into this relative society. So they'll say, okay, well, Todd, well, that's nice that you believe that. That's nice for you, but I don't believe that.
It's not my truth.
It's not my truth, and they'll use the word truth sometimes. You know, if they don't use the word, they're intending that. And, of course, we know that's a truth with a little t, not a capital T, and that's a big difference because what Jesus offered us was truth with a capital T. I mean, it is the truth. It's divine truth. And so, you know, so you say, okay, well, okay, that's good for you. You know, well, let's be honest. You know, if there's a wall there, you know, and you say, you know, you don't believe the wall is there. And I say, well, the wall is there. I mean, one is right and one is wrong. You know, I mean, you can't walk outside and say it's sunny. You know, if it's not, I mean, you know, I mean, there is a right and there is a wrong. And we have been taught some objective truths with a capital T. Again, these are objective truths. That's what Jesus, that's what divine law is, what Jesus taught us. And so we don't have the ability, you know, just to change because we don't feel like it's for us. We don't think it's for us. I mean, part of the reason why the church, when they write all of their church documents, they don't write the church to, they don't write the documents to the bishops. They don't write the documents to the priest. They don't write the documents to even the, they don't even write the documents to Catholics. They don't write the documents to the people of faith. What do they write? They write the documents to people of goodwill. So they're acknowledging to all people of goodwill, hopefully, that, this applies to you. The love, the grace of Jesus applies to everyone, whether we like it or not, whether we want it or not, the grace is still there. It's still present in the world. And that's the reason why we're so, that's the reason why we're so zealous. And that's the reason why all of the apostles died, except for John, a natural, they died a martyr's death. And John basically, you know, did because he was exiled, you know, so they all died a martyr's death. I mean, why did they die? Because of the faith. Because they truly believed. And that's ultimately today the four marks of the church. One, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. And that's what the parishes provide for us, the sacraments, you know. So the parishes are so vitally important. So just thank you for incredibly wonderful parishioners.
That's where we live our lives. But so much of your priesthood has been helping young people to encounter the person of Jesus Christ, who then established this church, and then, just as you said, we tap into that sacramental grace. But I'd love for you to share one of my favorite stories, is when you were doing a retreat down at Camp Cullen, and you're in Sacred Heart, and you've got everybody in there, and the person who is supposed to be giving the talk is not there. So what happened?
Well, you know, of course, we worked for weeks preparing for the retreat, and these were seniors, and they had to give different talks. And so this particular talk was on the Eucharist. It was kind of the whole weekend centered around kind of the climax of the weekend was Saturday night, adoration, the talk on the Eucharist. You know, it's a really important part of the retreat. And so I was, of course, on the altar, you know, exposing the Blessed Sacrament. And so the leader of the retreat came and said, oh, this so-and-so, he doesn't want to give the talk. And I was like, okay, he's next. And I was like, and he goes, no, he's outside and wants to talk to you. Okay, you know, so I leave everyone, you know, everybody's praying for the Blessed Sacrament. I leave everyone. I go outside and you see the senior just really weeping, you know, and they said, I can't be a hypocrite. I said, what do you mean? He said, I know we practiced the talk and, you know, I wrote the talk out. And he said, but I cannot say these words because these words they are not who I am. I am not there in my understanding, my devotion, my belief in the Eucharist.
Wow.
And I said, okay. You know, and you know what I said to him? I said, do you know that, you know, what, 250, 300 kids on this retreat, you know, I said, do you know this retreat was an extreme success, at least in my mind, if for no other reason than this. That one action. Yeah. Now, the young man, this is many, many years ago, and he's married now and actively involved in the church, really involved in the pro-life movement. He's an attorney now, and he works for nonprofit or pro-life organization now. And, you know, very involved in his parish. And so, I mean, like, what difference did Eucharist make? I mean, you know, what difference did that one moment make when he said, I cannot be a hypocrite. I cannot say something that I do not truly believe, you know. I'll tell you one other story, one other campus ministry story. A lot of kids on the retreat. And one of the things I told the team that's doing the retreat, I said, none of y'all can leave when the retreat's completely over until I tell you you can leave, because I want the place to be immaculate. We want to leave the place better than the way we found it. So everything has to be cleaned up. So they work very hard because they're ready to go home and they're worn out, you know. And so we work everything. I've released everyone. You know, the place is clean, you know. And so I'm actually walking to my car and I see someone out on the pier, you know, just sitting there, you know. So I go out and the person's just sitting there and they're just crying. I'm like, what's wrong?
We're done.
Basically the person said, you know, this is it. You know, my senior, you know, graduating a few years. This was, you know, and I thought what was interesting is that he totally spent himself, completely gave everything that he could give, and a lot of them did, you know, for Christ. You know, just incredible. And so therefore, it's kind of an emotional thing. But back again, that's the youth, and we have some wonderful youth directors in our parish and many parishes. And if you look at your life, you know, if you look at your life, the majority, your really good years are spent helping form your young people. Your children are in the church. In the cases of the church, it's our children. You know, that's what we do. We try and form them well. And many people ask me, you know, about the pandemic. You know, what did I think about, what was evident about the pandemic? People that were formed well were able to handle the pandemic better than people that were not formed well. You know, so it's the formation. It's about the formation. And the church has always been about good formation. So again, Archangel Radio, all that is good, true, and beautiful. Our pledge drive, you can give us a call at
251-928-2111. You can call or you can text that number. Been doing good on break when I went back there. The phones were ringing off the hook, and I also enjoyed a breakfast burrito.
Ooh, that's good.
Wingfingers sent over breakfast, so we are grateful for them. Wingfingers in Fairhope at Greeno and Fairhope Avenue. Who knew they do breakfast? I did not know.
But we got a couple of more pledges here. So
oh, good.
Let's go through. John, we appreciate your pledge. What a wonderful amount. Mac and Karen, beautiful, beautiful pledge. Thank you all so much. William and Monty. Faithful supporters, and so we appreciate your pledge. This is Peggy, and we appreciate your pledge, Peggy. You know, no matter the amount, I'm just going to remind you, no matter the amount, it can really make a difference. Val and Kelly, what a wonderful gift that is, and we appreciate that so much. William, it says William, but I think I call him Bill. So we appreciate your pledge, Ronnie and Tanya. Again, an incredible gift. You can give us a check. You can give us your credit card. We have all kind of, you know how nowadays you can almost pay almost anyway, except for no Bitcoin. I don't even know what it is, but you see everybody's talking about it and I'm like, what is it? But we don't.
Wait, do you see that in the collection basket one week? It's the Bitcoin.
I don't even know what it is. So anyway. Brian and Christine, we appreciate your pledge very, very much. What a beautiful pledge that is. Christine, wonderful, wonderful pledge. And this is I got two more. And then we'll go see if there's some more. John and Monica. So thank you so much for your gift. And my last one right here is Trish. Trisha. And I think it's Trisha and Grady. So thank you all so much for your pledges. And that brings us up to a wonderful total thus far. And
nobody's given me the total. We'll get the total.
We'll get the total. But but anyway, and you know, so call in 928-2111.
There you go.
So and, Carol's coming in personally, personally to get out in the rain and to give me her pledge. Oh, Carol.
Yeah.
Thank you. She makes the 14th in gift. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
So we appreciate all that you do for us.
You can stop by, too. The rain has not stopped the pledge drive from going on.
Dedication.
Dedication. In the rain.
Yes.
We've moved. I should say Carol and Ed, too. too. I should. Yeah. We want to, Dick. We don't leave out her. We don't leave out her husband because I know he's a big part of that too.
100%. We are graciously and thankfully in the building across the street from St. Lawrence Church. Mm-hmm. And Father Steve, you've been a great landlord. And came in this morning. We had kind of moved and spread out
it's
our space
right.
a
it's
little.
All right. And you needed it, so that's a good thing.
Now, this building, when they first approached
it. So it was a church many, many years ago. It was built as a church. And you can see, as you look at the architecture, you can see why it was like built like that. And so we retrofitted it. St. Lawrence bought it in 1970, late 70s, as an office. So they needed an office. A CCD building, all that stuff, you know. I mean, so it was just a church and this building. And then in 2002, we built the parish center. So over there, which is just incredible parish center, you know, it's the lifeblood of the parish. Mm-hmm. Other than the church. I mean, obviously the church is the lifeblood of the parish where the Eucharist. But I mean, I sit there all the time and I'll walk in the Family Life Center is what we call it. And there'll be 10 things going on.
Right.
I mean, it's insane. We have a map showing you where your activity is going and all the various and sundry. And I'm like, God, what would it be like without this building?
Mm.
What would the parish be like without this building? And again, I go back to, again, you know, the vision of the people saw a need and built it and paid for it. And we are, all of us, you know, 10 years, 15 years later are benefiting from that building, you know, I mean, what, you know, and it's not just a building. It's not just a building. On the Feast of St. Philip and James, I was talking about us being at St. Stephen Church, you know, it was originally the Church of the Apostles because that's where the apostles were buried and changed the name to St. Stephen, which makes I like it even more. And Pat Ahrensburg knows why I like it even more because across the street from there is probably one of my favorite restaurants in Rome. You know what I mean? So, but what I really like to talk about that particular church was one of the first buildings that was built that had the title of a church. And you think of how many millions and millions and millions of buildings today on this planet have the title of a church. Well, that one of the first ever built in honor of the church. Before that building was built, there were synagogues, there was temples, there was other various buildings built to other gods, but no building was called a church. Now, of course, the church is where two or three people were gathered. Right, it still is, you know, and they would celebrate Mass, you know, in people's homes, and I enjoy seeing some of those, you know, 2,000 years ago, seeing some of those places that people celebrated Mass. They celebrated Mass on the steps of synagogues. They celebrated Mass in the catacombs, but they finally, you know, were able to build a building and call it a church. And you look at how many churches there are on the planet now. Isn't that incredible?
It's an incredible patrimony that we've received. And, you know, I was thinking as you were talking about the formation that happens in a Catholic church, and, you know, what strikes me is that it's in love. And, you know, you and Todd were talking about objective truth and the wall is either there or not there. And I think people forget that the proclamation of truth in our culture is sometimes framed as a negative, judgmental thing, but the church proclaims it in love. That, you know, if you're going to run with your head down toward that area, I'm going to tell you, be careful because you're going to whack that wall and hurt your head.
Right.
And whether you, well, I don't believe there's a wall there.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't have to believe it. You're still going to whack your head.
You're still going to get hit. Right.
And so the loving thing to do is to step out and say, I think this is the truth. I think this is bad for you.
Yeah.
And I love you. That's why I'm telling you.
And if your child has a drug problem, you know, an alcohol problem, and you want to get them some help, you know, it's hard. It's difficult. And you can deny it. And a lot of people do. But the simple fact is, if you love them, and that's, I say this all the time to people, I'm saying what I'm saying out of love because I truly do care about you. I don't want to let you just do whatever you want. I mean, seriously, I mean, how many times, Todd, have you said, hey, we don't need to go eat at fried food place because that's not healthy for you. And you know, and I'm going, I want the fried food. Okay, well, whether you want it or not, is it good for you? And, you know, particularly at your particular state in life, you know, is that what's healthy for you? And out of love, he cares. And out of love, he challenges me, you know, and that's what Jesus does. I mean, the reality is you can still do whatever you want to do, right? There's no church police. We don't, you know, you're not going to be in handcuffs because you sin, you know what I mean? Because you make a bad choice. But the fact is, if we love people and we care about people, then we're going to want them to embrace the truth. And that's what we truly believe. And today, it's almost like, I mean, see, this really happened. I was watching a television show, and it was a talk show, you know, just happened to be flipping through the channels, and it was on the new family. It was on the new family, the new American family. And so they had five.
Yeah. Where are you going
buckle
with this
up.
One?
Yeah, exactly. They had five guests on there. And the sad thing is, if they would have invited me to be the sixth guest there, I would have been the Debbie Downer. I would have been, no, that's not authentically healthy. No, that's not authentically healthy. No, that's not authentically healthy. And I'm not saying, and I would have been the hater. I really would have been. I would have been, you know, Father, why are you hating on us? I'm not. All I'm doing is I'm challenging you to see if what the way you're living your life is the most authentic way that you can, based upon God's divine law, based upon God's will. That's what it's really all about. And I don't like those political words. Oh, you're conservative, or you're liberal. I don't like those words. Those are just tags that people want to give you to put you in a box. You know, because depending on what the subject is, if we're talking about the poor or whatever, I'm probably extremely liberal because I care a lot. If I'm talking about, you know, traditional marriage, I might be put in this little conservative box. I don't like those things. I mean, is it authentic? Is it the way God would want it? Or not? This way,
and is it going to make you happy?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Ultimately,
right now our culture has embraced all of those definitions.
It's a fleeting happiness. It'll make you happy for a little while. You know, it's that flash in the pan. You know,
I don't think anybody can look at our culture and say, "Yeah, we're going in a good direction."
Yeah,
right.
Ultimately,
now.
Yeah, ultimate happiness. Ultimate
and
happiness.
I think that's one of the reasons why we and the supporters of Archangel Radio really feel profoundly that these voices need a place in the public square, and they need to be discussed. And people that have not thought, they need to hear the truth explained to them in many different ways because people are in different areas. So that's why we're here at Archangel Radio. That's why we're hosting Pledge Drive today. You got an anonymous donation of $500 off the pledge, the text line. Father Steve, so said, Father Steve, thank you for all you do. So $500 there. New supporters, Brian and Cheryl, $25 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Just reminding that monthly supporters are
really nice.
Are really good. Tim and Jackie, a $14.10 donation.
Oh,
thank you so
way
much.
To go, Tim and Jackie.
Tommy, a $14.10 donation. So thank you there. I don't know. The math in my head saying Father Steve might be in the lead now.
Oh, I'm thinking so.
Eileen, $25.
Oh, thank you,
thank
Eileen.
You so much. We've got...
She's got a beautiful family. Beautiful family.
$200 from Rick from Corpus Christi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, an outlier. Call it in.
That's all right. Thank you, Rick. Hey, thank you, Rick. So we left Corpus Christi, too. You know, Father Gil, my associate, was just the – he just got the alumni award at Corpus Christi.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, wow.
So he was so excited to go home and celebrate Mass for the school. And he's very excited.
And
so.
Patsy, $100. Those pledges have been coming in great this morning. The rain is not holding anyone back here. And so I invite everyone, you can come by. I mentioned back at the top of the show before Father Steve heads out.
And we got about 5 more minutes, or a little, not quite 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
No, they'll break a little bit early to reset. But come on by. The rain's not stopping us. We got our green room where you can stop in. We got the game set up. We've got books, all kinds of free books that the Catholic publishers have given us so you can peruse the bookshelves and pick something to take home you want to read. But this is day two of the pledge drive, and it's all in support to help us raise $85,000.
And, you know, I love all of the pledges, but I love the new ones.
Yeah.
Become involved.
We thank our sponsor, Cromwell & Associates, a non-traditional law firm that focuses on estate and business planning. Cromwell & Associates can be reached at 251-605-9075 or visit cromwell.associates.
Father Steve, a blessing before you leave?
Absolutely. We ask Almighty God to bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks. Father Steve, you have a great day. Thank you so much for all your support.